ships loaded with grain have departed Ukraine despite Russia suspending its participation in a UN-brokered deal that ensures safe wartime passage of critical food supplies. But the United Nations said vessels wouldn't move Wednesday, raising concerns about future shipments. Analysts say Russia is likely using its withdrawal as a bargaining chip to get what it wants from the deal, such as easing the way for its fertilizer exports. The U.S. Treasury Department has announced sanctions against a weapons trafficking network affiliated with the Islamic State group in Somalia and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group, which are accused of carrying out deadly terrorist attacks on civilians, including car bombings.
The designations from the Treasury Department today aim to expose and disrupt a broad network of weapons traffickers, their associates, and an affiliated business operating primarily between Yemen and Somalia.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, as the move to freeze and block potential transactions with U.S. entities comes after two car bombings at a busy junction in Somalia's capital killed at least 120 people on Saturday. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. The man accused of attacking the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is being held without bail, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A San Francisco judge has ordered that the man accused of breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home, beating her husband, and seeking to kidnap her be held without bail. David DePapp was also appointed representation. Public defender Adam Lipson was asked if his defense will include misinformation and conspiracy theories that may have impacted his client.
That's certainly something that we're going to look into, that we're going to delve into as his defense team. But again, it would be premature to talk about that at this time.
The defense will also review his client's mental state. I'm Norman Hall.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said lessons must be learned as he visited the site of a bridge collapse that killed 135 people and met some of the injured in a hospital on Tuesday. Army, Navy, and National Disaster Response Force teams continued their search while locals gathered on the banks of a river in Modi's home state in western India. The colonial-era suspension footbridge was packed with sightseers when it gave way on Sunday evening, sending people plunging about 10 meters into the water. In the capital, New Delhi, dozens of protesters demanded the resignation of the state chief and called for more compensation. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.